Time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Stephen Price with the USU Extension here in Carbon County. And they've got an event coming up on April 25th at the Event Center, and it's all about apple grafting. We're going to get into this, you know, why we do this, the reasoning behind it, and what really it's going to help you do as far as your orchards are concerned. So let's get into it right now. Steve, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, let's dive right into this. Apple grafting, I've heard of it. I've seen people do it, but I guess the question is, why do we do apple grafting?
So some people don't realize that when you look at a modern apple tree, it's grafted. So the rootstock or the roots have different genetics than the top of the tree. We do that to add precociousness to the tree so it'll start producing sooner. It also allows trees to have disease resistance. It also keeps them smaller. So standard trees are, you know, some of those apple trees might be 40 feet. So we can have semi-dwarf trees that are maybe only 15 feet, 20 feet, something like that. And it also just allows our trees to be more hardy and grow in different locations that they wouldn't otherwise.
And the one thing that you brought up to me is, you know, as you said, grandma's apple tree is not going to live forever.
Right.
So, okay, let's get into the process just quickly. What do you do to graft an apple tree?
So, simply, you basically just cut the scion wood, so the top wood, off of a mother plant, and then you basically cut the roots off of another plant, and you kind of stick them together. That's the simple explanation, but there's a lot of art to it, and that's really why we wanted to do this class, is to give people the practice and the science, because it can be tricky. There's a technique to it.
And that's what you're saying. That's what this is going to be all about. April 25th, out at the Carbon County Event Center, you're going to do a seminar on it, and you're going to have hands-on experience, right?
Yeah. So participants will actually get to make two grafts, and they'll actually walk away with those, and then they can plant them.
So is this something that, I guess the question would be, is this something that you should do every year? Or if you're looking at the tree and thinking, you know what, it's not looking really healthy, maybe it's on the decline, let's do it now, those kinds of things?
Yeah. So as you said, grandma's apple tree, you know, it might have the best fruit, or you might have a lot of nostalgia for that apple, but the tree's not going to live forever. So eventually, If you want to propagate that tree to have it around and save those genetics, you can't do it from seed. You have to do it by grafting. So when you find one of those special trees out there, you can collect scion wood off of it, of course, before it dies, and then use that to propagate new trees. It's not something you'd have to do every single year, but it's something that if you want to have something special, something unique that maybe you can't just buy out of a nursery catalog, something that you can do on your own.
All right. And you've used that phrase twice, and now I'm going to ask you what it is. Scion wood.
So the scion wood is the top part of the tree, what's going to be the branches and the trunk. The scion wood comes from the mother plant, and that's actually what's growing the fruit. Those are the genetics we're trying to keep. But if you were to just say plant a scion wood or mother tree bare root into the ground, you're not going to see apples for 20 years, and the tree probably won't survive in our soil because it doesn't have that specialty root graft.
And so what you're saying is that, I guess, this, whereas people are going to be able to go with two different apple trees when they leave, this is something that you don't have to have a somewhat or really established tree in your yard already. You can do this in buckets to get them going. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. So if you want a new tree, this is a great way for you to come learn how to do this process on your own. And you'll actually walk away with two new trees that you can plant. Or you can give them to somebody special if you're if you want to use your own scion wood later. It's just teaching you the process and the tools so you can actually do this in the future.
All right. So once again, this is April 25th. It's going to be out at the Carbon County Event Center. Where can people register for this, and what's the fee going to be on this one?
So the fee is $25. They can find it on Eventbrite. They can also contact their local county extension office if they want to sign up that way as well.
All right. And Eventbrite is Eventbrite, B-R-I-T-E. Sometimes that'll throw you. And all you've really got to do is go to Eventbrite and type in apple grafting, and it'll pop right up. You can register that way and then head on out and, you know what, learn everything you wanted to learn about grafting and creating new apple trees. Steve, thank you so much for coming in today. We really appreciate the time.
Thanks for having me.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.